and Chief Judge of the D.C. Court of Appeals. Thank you very much for being here. Who is here in particular? He's here in honor of our soon-to-be sworn-in new member from Prince George's County and soon-to-be chair. Now, also, I know we had on, if he's still in the room, one of our former, there he is, one of our former colleagues, former representative from Prince George's County, Mr. Kirk Wineland. Good to see you. With that, I would ask that I will first swear in Ms. Hewlett and then Mr. Benjamin. So Ms. Hewlett would meet me over there. One more duty to perform, and then I get to turn it over to somebody else, and that is to fill the vacancy currently.
The presence of a quorum.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Graham. Mr. Graham notes we now do have a quorum of the board, and so we can take an official action, such as electing a new chair. And that being the case, I will entertain a nomination for chair. Mr. Benjamin.
It is my honor and privilege to nominate for chair of the Metro Board Elizabeth Hewlett, who not only has extensive transportation background, but will be an excellent chair.
Thank you, Mr. Benjamin nominates. I second. There being no further nominations, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the election of Ms. Hewlett as chair of the board for 2007, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? That's unanimous. Congratulations, Ms. Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. For
first, good morning, everyone.
Morning. Morning.
It's my pleasure to be here today. I am honored and humbled and maybe just a tad nervous, too. But I'm off to a great start. I'm surrounded by good people, and I look forward to working with everyone. I think this is an awesome responsibility, and I hope and pray and will do everything within my power to rise to the occasion to serve all of our Metro employees and all of the users in our tri-jurisdictional area well. And I know that nothing happens by itself, and no man or woman is an island unto himself or herself, so it's going to take teamwork and a collaborative effort, and I so look forward to the collaborative effort of everyone here. I think this is teamwork. I look forward to innovative efforts and rising to the occasion to serve you well. So thank you very much. And without further ado, I would also like to thank both Honorable Eric Washington and Honorable Kirk Wineland for coming down today. That was very special. And of course, Governor O'Malley for appointing me to this position. And without further ado, I will go to the agenda. I need a motion for the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, so all we need, we now have the swearing in of our new Deputy General Manager, Gerald Francis. Mr. Cato, would you give an introduction, or do you have an introduction?
Oh, sure. I certainly will. Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations for your appointment and election. And also, Mr. Benjamin, welcome to this board, and I look forward to serving you and taking your leadership and making Ramada the greatest transit agency in the nation. It's my honor this morning to introduce to you Gerald Francis. Gerald Francis is a person with many years' experience in the transit industry, working with the private sector and then in St. Louis for several years, moving to Dallas, Texas. I don't hold that against him. He eventually came to California and was instrumental in making changes to our rail operations and overall customer focus and quality focus in Los Angeles, California. When I came here and looked at the organization and said, whom could I bring in that would bring an issue of quality and focus on customer service, and the person who would know before I said anything exactly what direction I want to go in, there was no one else but Gerald Francis. So it's my honor, Madam Chair and members of the board, to introduce to you the Deputy General Manager of Ramada, Gerald Francis. Gerald.
Thank you. Okay, well, come on down and get sworn in. And Mr. Cato, if that's the end of our agenda for today, we can...
Madam Chairman, I'm sorry. I just thought one thing. Are we doing closed session late?
Yes, we are doing closed session.
Should we be taking a motion for that? later for that meeting, which will be later today.
You can do that now, or you can do it at the end of the last committee, whatever your preference is.
Madam Chairman, I'd recommend we take the motion now for our later closed session since we are convened in board meeting now. Do we have the motion? It's rules, just if someone could remind me of the rule number, Roman numeral 7, I want to say.
Council is looking that up right now. I hear you.
Madam Chairman, I move that the board convene later today in executive session to discuss personnel matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6.3.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
We're
scheduled to move to the
action committee's
room. It's a committee room next door.
Committee room next door, the meeting room. First committee will be the Customer Service Operations and Safety Committee.